Let's talk Mighty Ducks.
This is unexpected.
Let's tell the story of Mighty Ducks. No spoiler alert or anything, but...
Well, it is a spoiler alert.
Gordon Bombay was a peewee hockey kid, grew up, became a lawyer, caught driving drunk, and then is sentenced, or someone tells him that he has to make up for it, coach a ragtag group of kids in peewee hockey, right?
Yeah, that was his sentence, I think.
And the whole thing about this movie is, one, I loved this film as a kid. But when you watch it as an adult, there's this thing that you notice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is that the coach of the Hawks, what's that guy's name in the movie?
I'm looking it up. Jack Riley.
Coach Jack Riley
is
of the
main antagonist. He is the main antagonist of the 1992 hockey film.
Now, I want you to picture this as if it's not in a film. But here's what happens. Coach Riley sees Gordon Bombay at the ice skating rink like 20-something years later and walks up to him and says...
We're paraphrasing now, right?
Yeah, totally paraphrasing.
Ready
something along the lines
of... Let's exaggerate.
I want you to
you
say
want me
the
to
line.
Do it?
Yeah.
Funny seeing your face around here, Bombay.
Can't believe you show your face here again, Bombay.
Showing your face? I can't believe you'd show your face here, Bombay.
Because what did Gordon Bombay do when he was 11 years old?
He missed the penalty shot to win the game.
A penalty
in the
shot
championship.
In a peewee hockey game.
1, 2, 3, triple deke.
But he missed it.
He did. It hit the post.
It hit the post. Bounced out. What a loser. How dare he then show his face in the hockey rink ever again.
If you remember the slow motion scene when they flash back to it,
boom.
One, boom. Two, three, triple deke, and he Bing! hits the wrist shot, it goes and hits the pole, and you can see the siren go, like, it doesn't go off, sorry, because they didn't have a siren. So let me it dings, and everybody is like, oh no, the siren does go off to signify the game's over, that sound in the hockey ring. And they lose. Gordon Bombay, as an 11-year-old, falls to his knees on the ice. And here's the thing that cracks me up. Coach Riley, when they cut to his shot, lowers his head in disappointment.
Shakes his head. He's ashamed. Has fallen on Gordon, childhood Gordon Bombay, that shall never, ever, he will never be able to come back from it.
He's still living with that.
Never. Yeah. And then Coach Riley, you're a grown man.
Well, he's in his 60s. What are you doing?
You're a grown man. And this guy shows up that you coached in peewee hockey.
And you're still
coaching.
And
you go
Bombay.
Like, I can't believe you show your face here, Bombay. And then Gordon Bombay just goes, I'm so, he just takes it.
He's still upset.
Gordon Bombay, you could literally.
A successful lawyer.
Gordon Bombay showed up to the ice rink in a limousine. He's a successful lawyer. And you're getting told what to do and being made to feel terrible by some guy who's just a full-time peewee hockey coach. What are you doing?
By the way.
This is my favorite topic of conversation because it's
absurd.
Because as a kid, it was so you just bought in so hard.
Oh yeah,
that the shame that Gordon Bombay felt. It was just like that would have been the worst possible thing that could ever happen in your life, ever.
You as a kid,
is that you blow it.
You blew it. You blew it, Bombay. By the way, yes, he was a successful lawyer.
What happened to Hawks Fly Together? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, it's all a myth. It's all a ruse. It's all a damn. It's a sell job.
That poor Adam kid.
He could have been. He was really the incarnation of Bombay.
Oh, that's what. What Jack Riley says. You're not.
It's just like he's like. You're not even a has been.
You never was. Yeah, he's like. You're not even a has been. You never was.
Think about that. Let's go back to this statement.
Not even a has-been.
You're not even a has-been. You're a never was. By the way.
Because he missed
the penalty shot. Jack Riley, you fucking dick. Are you serious?
Oh my goodness.
Let me just tell you this.
You get so fired up. I'm getting fired up. This is why I wanted to bring this up.
Well, also, the writers, I'm upset that I bought into this. I still love the movie. As a kid.
I want to watch it.
We're going to watch it. But here's the thing. Okay. Bombay's a successful lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he may have had...
He made a mistake. He ethical, drank.
They try to show he's living his life probably not in the best way, right? He's maybe because he's been haunted by this his whole life.
Yeah, I think
maybe that shame has been haunting Bombay, right? To the point, by the way, the shame of a penalty shot missed gets this guy to a point where he's a serial drunk driving offender. Like, get help, Bombay. Like, wait, are you serious? But Jack Riley, he starred this kid.
They should make a movie from the vantage point of Jack Riley. What's going on behind the scenes with Jack Riley?
This would be a great
that
movie.
This is all he has in his life. What happened to Jack Riley as a kid? What hockey shot did Jack Riley miss?
Did he even play hockey? Was he just a fan who never could play and now he just belittles 11-year-old kids on the ice?
He's just out there making small children feel terrible.
I would. Can you imagine just the scene of, I can imagine, you could do a short film. It's a storytelling podcast. Jack Riley, after the game, wonder what his home life is like. Goes to an empty apartment, gets a bottle of Jack Daniels. It's like
Jack and Jack.
Jack and Jack. It's the saddest scene of all time. He's at home just mumbling to himself, like, could have made that shot. Should have been. He's got Hawks memorabilia, but it's all pictures of him with just like, well, this is kind of weird, but like kids playing hockey.
Yeah.
Like, this is a dark scene. I would hate to be there when the lights go out.
Yeah. Jack Riley after, and after they lose to the Ducks at the end.
Oh, he's still...
I don't remember what happens at the end. Does he, like, congratulate Gordon Bombay?
I'm not sure if he does.
And then, wait a minute, one other thing that needs to be addressed in that film...
This is a great topic.
...is when Gordon Bombay goes to see Hans...
I can't.
...in the middle of... It's like 2 o'clock
Are you talking about the mystical man named Hans from a ambiguous European ancestry... who just fashions ice skates and hockey sticks 24 hours a day, especially in the evening next to a candle.
In a little hut, I think, like a little house
next
area.
To a frozen pond.
Next to a frozen pond, of course. And he's like, points. Remember, he just silently points to the article about Gordon missing the shot?
Gordon
points to the sign. Is it him missing the shot or is it about like Gordon Bombay's
No, like all
future?
The good things. All the good things
I
he
think
did.
It might be both.
He was like, Gordon, you were a great hockey player.
That's a terrible accent.
I know, I'm going to do it. But here's the thing.
Gordon, could have had it all.
Picture this. Again, as kids, it just shows our suspension of disbelief for, you could say anything to us. We're like, yeah, we can draw the logic.
Yes.
Imagine this shit.
How many of these films did they make?
The first one's the best.
The second one is also very good when they go to the Olympics.
It was pretty good.
I was like the perfect age where I thought all the boys were so cute.
Corey, imagine you are Gordon Bombay. It's been 20 years.
20 years.
You haven't seen this guy Hans in 20 years. You walk in, I think he may have been inebriated, in a depression after running into Jack Riley at the freaking ice skating rink. You go in to see Hans and they don't miss a beat. It's as if Hans has been waiting for this moment for 2 decades. Gordon just lets himself in at midnight. Hans is using something to shape an ice skate, a blade, sharpening a blade. And Hans looks up, a little bit of sweat in his brow. And he goes, Gordon, been a long time, hasn't it? Can you imagine? I'd be like, who are you?
But
Gordon shows up. He's like, it has been a while, hasn't it, huh? This is...
It's actually, when you really insane. Think about it, it's the equivalent. Like, you played travel soccer.
That's right.
At like an elementary age, right?
Oh, it's funny you're going to go into this. Actually, we're going to talk about this because this is how we can... Go ahead.
So that's the equivalent. Oh, yeah. As of if you...
See how stories emerge?
Yes. As if you just like walked somewhere on the square and some guy walked up to you and was like... You're not even a has-been. You never was. Remember when you missed that goal? Like, that's the same thing. But you would have to have been haunted by missing the shot. And someone, I can't, who put it in the newspaper in the first place? This is a much bigger story. Like, why are they putting in the newspaper that 11-year-old Gordon Bombay missed a shot? What is happening in the news
Let's
in this
down
town?
The community?
What town is this? Where are these people? What's happening?
It let not only
I'm
that, like,
so fired up. I'm
let,
sorry, I'm
he
so, I'm
lets
yelling.
Down the community.
Yeah.
He's a pariah.
How are you letting down an entire community of people, by the way?
It's a
city league.
Freaking hockey game.
It's a city league.
What is wrong with, by the way, I can
it's
tell you
this.
It's a
city. They're all in the same city.
Parents get real weird about games.
Well, I know that, but like, how are you letting down an entire city of people when you're all in the same city?
By the way, how many people attend these games? Do you have any? Do you
the
have a movie theater?
The stands are always
Do you
full.
Have a Target? What do you have anything to do?
No.
They just it's just Hans the Pond, Gordon, a courthouse, and a hockey rink.
And a law firm.
That's it.
It's Medina.
It's well, no, it's we have Medina is amazing.
I'm just kidding. I
Please.
Know.
Medina. It's amazing.
But when we were kids, we didn't have a Target
we didn't have a lot
or anything.
Stuff. That's
we didn't
true.
Have anything until we had Super Kmart, which is now gone. But that's it,
which
the
is
point.
Why we could relate to the story because I well.
Except they weren't.
I think we started this. You started this amazing topic, by the way. But here's the thing: you just gave me a thought for another story. But I gotta preview it here. I'm gonna just shape it right now.
Is this about the teacher?
Yeah, but Corey, we started by saying that this is. We started by saying that this would be ridiculous. Or is it?
I know. I didn't even make that connection until this moment.
You didn't even think about this?
I didn't think about it at all. I just wanted to talk about Gordon Bombay because I think it's one of the most fascinating things from our generation.
Okay, so it is. Can I end with maybe a preview of my story?
Yes.
Which is not too dissimilar to that of Gordon Bombay.
Can I start your story?
Start it and I'll finish. I won't even give the full thing because I want to release
it. Yeah,
I'll
just give a quick, brief summary because... It's really because of Garrett. Garrett, my yes. Our son,
yeah.
Our middle child, came home from school one day last year, the year before, and was like, I have a substitute teacher that used to coach Aaron in soccer.
Yep.
And he wanted me to tell him that he said, hi, and then something else, which I'm going to let you.
Oh, yeah. This is the important part. Imagine that. Imagine if you're Gordon Bombay, you want another movie. You're going,
by the
you're...
way, Garrett doesn't have the same last name as you.
No, it's. I think he had mentioned. I think that no. The reason why it happened was because Garrett had said something like he had a substitute, or he pointed out the window one day where I picked him up, and I saw my former soccer coach.
Oh.
And he was like, "That's my substitute," and I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" I said. All right, you know what? And by the way, this was me sort of trying to close the book on some stuff I'm going to tell you about. Clearly, nearing 40, still working through. But I said to him, just tell him I said hi. Tell him that I'm, if he remembers me. And Garrett does. But the message he came back to me with, I could never have imagined.
No, never.
So real quick backdrop, I played traveling soccer. I was a really good soccer player. In
the town we grew up in. Travel soccer still and was
yeah well
a huge deal
but also my dad I mean my dad
well, yeah,
was
dad
like
was...
a collegiate athlete like amazing soccer player I was kind of learned from him and so I tried to be as good as my dad I didn't ever have the career that he did as a soccer player but I had the skill set so early on in my youth I was really really good prolific goal scorer you know all this stuff so I was a striker I was a center forward striker and I was killing it. But I had this coach. Am I going to say his name? Coach T.
I feel
T,
like you
coach
should save
T.
the story for another time.
I'm not going to give the whole thing. But I'll just say this. I didn't always get along with him because there was a lot of like politics on the team. And there was a lot of like pay to play kind of stuff. Like if I buy jerseys, does my kid start kind of deal? And there was a lot of amazing players on this. I mean, great friends, right? But for me, this is my personal thing. I just thought it was like, I felt like my ability... I was kind of like a pissed off professional athlete who's like, why am I not getting enough playing time? Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to walk out on the team. So it wasn't just a tantrum. I think there was some merit there. My whole point, I got so angry.
Well, I've talked to both of your parents about this and they both agree with you.
I got
there
so
was...
angry at this guy, even mm-hmm. as a kid, that I had a picture of the team and I scratched out his face.
The original unfriending.
And that's a great point. it was the original unfriending, by the way. And then of course, as like, you know, with a little bit of that Catholic foundation, I felt guilty. So then I just drew his face and said, sorry on the picture.
We need to find that so we can share it.
I bet your mom has it or something. It's scratched out. And I was like, and then I said, sorry. And I tried to redraw his face
before
Photoshop.
Yeah.
Long story short. So there was that. And then I didn't talk to him for years. When Garrett comes back, he's like, I got some news for you. And you know what? I think they're going to kill me here, but I'll tell you what. I think I'm going to tell you the answer on next week's episode.
Ooh.
So I think what's the takeaway here? One, check out Mighty Ducks, go watch it and have yourself a laugh.
And please just focus on the Hawks.
And Jack Riley. Funny you show your face around here, Bombay.
I also don't like that Jack Riley refers to everyone in the movie as son.
Oh, get over here, son. Get over here, son. You know, I'm not your son, Jack.
Yeah.
You're just this weird guy that coaches kids hockey and you're freaking me out. And you're scaring everybody and someone needs to sock you in the mouth. Can we end with the quote? You're not even a has-been. You're a never was.
I love that was. You're not even a has-been. You never was.
Tune in
now
next
that
week.
We said it, we're going to do that thing where we both start saying that not even a has-been, never, you're a never was.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Please listen next week to the episode and you're going to hear why what was once thought ridiculous, I actually have more in common with Gordon Bombay's story than you can ever imagine.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, bye.